What up? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of As Brock's Bengals Thoughts, presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. My name is, of course, Chris Asbrock, and I am thrilled to be with you here. It's the first time I've done this show and in a couple weeks. I mean, it's been kind of tough, obviously, with the holidays and everything like that. And let's be honest, it's been kind of tough watching the Bengals, you know, over the last couple weeks until last week. And you saw what we saw against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday Night Football. A freaking victory. A freaking victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday Night Football in front of a national TV audience in the game that, my goodness, it was a, like I said, a signature win for Zach Taylor and the Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, what did they do? They followed up with another huge victory here, this time on the road, giving Zach Taylor his first, I repeat, his first road victory in his short coaching or head coaching career, with a 37-31 victory over the Houston Texans, where the Bengals improve to 4-10-1 while Houston falters and they fall to 4-11 on the season. This was a game where, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, you got to give them credit. I know a lot of people are complaining, oh, well, it's going to hurt their draft pick. I'm like, it's, you know what? At this point, who gives a crap? I mean, we have been, as Bengals fans, my God, you know, we look forward, just, you know, we have to get this high draft pick. We have to get this, this, and this. You know what? Enjoy the freaking time, people. I mean, you know, this is something that, my God, we just doubled our win total from last year. We went from 2-14, now we're 4-10-1. And hell, if you look at the way this team's been playing over the last couple weeks, you know, I gotta give them credit. I mean, they've done a good job of, you know, of making things happen here. And you know, the positivity, you know, and if you've watched this before, you know, any, if you watch my shows before, you know, or listen to any of the podcasts, I don't pull any punches. I don't, because I don't care. I've been a Bengals fan for, you know, I'm 37 years old. I've been a Bengals fan my entire life. And, you know, hell, I suffered through the lost decade. And if you got a chance to read my article that I posted on Impact Sports Cincinnati, make sure you check that out, by the way. ImpactSportsCincinnati.wordpress.com. Thank you. But if you read that, I had written previously that, you know, this team was teetering on, you know, on lost decade territory. I've called for Zach Taylor to be fired. I've called for that to happen. And, you know, sometimes, you know, got to give credit where it's due. And damn, I'm going to give Zach Taylor the credit for last week. This team is playing hard for Zach Taylor. Now, we have seen now, you know, if you're looking at a lot of the problems that happened earlier in the season, those were Marvin guys. Marvin's guys are the ones that were causing, you know, a little bit of the ruckus, you know, behind the scenes. But here's the thing, you know, this team's playing hard. I mean, they're playing hard. And we've seen an improvement offensively. We've seen an improvement defensively. Now, let's be honest. Are they going to go out there, you know, they wouldn't go out and win the division this year. But, we said from the get-go, this team had the talent to win 6-plus games this year. I truly believe that. And if you look at the schedule and the way things have played out, it should have – I mean, this team's a lot better than 4-10-1, in my opinion. I mean, I know I might get shredded for that, but, I think that – you go back, this team right now, you know, if this team plays, hell, even a smidge better than what they did in a lot of these games, they're at 7 or 8 wins probably at this point in time, because they gave up games late, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Or, you know, they let teams, you know, stick around. You know, this is fun. Yeah, we beat a, I don't want to say a good Pittsburgh team, but, you know, Pittsburgh is good. Let's be honest. You know, you're not 11-3 without being a good team. Now, are they a little overrated? Yes, I would say they are. I don't think, you know, that team was as good as their record indicated. And I have actually been, you know, talking to friends of mine who are Steelers fans, trying to tell them that, They're a good team. Yes, I'm not going to deny that part of it. The Steelers are a good team, but they're not as good as the record showed. And, you know, we've started to see that as, you know, as they had three straight losses. And I got to see exactly what's going on with them now. They did win. So they clinched the AFC North 28-24 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. But, you know, you look at this team here, this Bengals team, they, you know, maybe they did buy into Zach Taylor. And if that's the case, good. I mean, I want guys, you know, I don't want this team, and I'm not one for tanking. I don't like, you know, I think, you know, in this case, if we're not getting the number one overall pick. We're not getting, so I don't care. And I saw a tweet that said, Bengals fans, there's a lot better offensive linemen, or there's a lot of good offensive linemen in this draft, you know, outside of Penei Sewell. And I completely agree. We're going to get an offensive lineman in this draft. We're going to get offensive line help in this draft. So that's the thing, you know, I don't think it's something that it's Penei Sewell's the hot name. It's the sexy name for Bengals fans here. And, you know, oh, we got a tank for Penei Sewell. Here's the thing. I don't care. Like, it's, you know, we're going to get a solid player in this draft. That's the thing. And I'm not one that, like I said, for tanking just for, you know, that hell. Like I said, we've been accustomed to dealing with, you know, shit coming from this team for, you know, decades. Now, we had a little bit of a run in the Marvin Lewis era. You know, but now, hey, we doubled our win total, like I said, from last year. Great. Good, grand, wonderful. Continue to build that up for next year. We're going to get help. And I'm tired of people shitting on this front office because, you know, they're not making the moves. They were. They traded. They've made trades. They've gone out in free agency. They addressed the defense last year. I got to give Lou Anarumo credit. Lou Anarumo, he's doing a lot with little on the defense now. Could there be a little, you know, more work done defensively? You know, yes, there could be, yes. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm not going to sit there and, I'm not going to crap on the front office for some of these, you know, for some of the things that have happened, because they did try to, you know, I think that things can be done upcoming. I'm seeing a couple of the messages here and here from the chat. I was going to address that, actually. And, you know, it's obviously that the team has bought into Zach Taylor. And from their play over the last couple weeks, I'm fine with that. And you know what? I'm fine with, you know, with Zach Taylor coming back. If the Bengals truly feel that Zach Taylor is the guy, you know, moving forward, you know, great. But moves have to be made. And one thing that does have to be made is Jim Turner's got to go. Offensive line coach, he's got to go. I would bring back Lou Anarumo. I think he's done a pretty good job defensively with, like I said, he's done a lot with a little. I would make a change. You know, regardless of what we have happened, you did have four wins this season. And let's be honest, like, you know, Nick said, don't worry, Baltimore is going to smack us back into reality next week. You're right. Baltimore will probably beat us. Now, here's the thing. What's Baltimore going to be playing for? Are they going to sit players? Which I see another comment in there. But here's the thing. You know, Zach, he's done a good job of, you know, you got to look at the, you know, the overall picture here. Team's playing hard for him. I got to give him credit for that. This team's buying into whatever Zach has said. I'm fine with that. They've improved from last year. Fine with that. We found that Brandon Allen, the kid, you know, he's going to be our backup quarterback. You know, Nick and I joked last week about, you know, watching Ryan Finley go in there and light it up, you know, for 87 yards. You know, I was saying, you know, hey, sign him to a $100 million extension and cut JFB. You know, hell, now we got, like Nick was texting me earlier today, between JFB, between Brandon Allen and Ryan Finley, we don't need JFB anymore. He can go. We're good. We don't need it. But in all seriousness, Brandon Allen, he goes out there today, 29 of 37, 371 yards, Two touchdowns, no picks. Now, we knew Brandon Allen could play in this league. He did get a victory last year for the Denver Broncos. But again, I keep saying it week in and week out, this team is much better than what the record shows. And I know a lot of people, and I deal with it a lot from a lot of people at work. You know, everyone is hell-bent and stuck on the Mike Brown factor. Folks, you know, here's the thing. This is not the case. You know, this Mike Brown is, you know, Mike Brown, he's getting old, folks. And, you know, things aren't, he's not making as many decisions as you think he is. I can guarantee you that. And that's where some of this also needs to fall on Duke Tobin. But again, 4-10-1, they've improved from last year. And again, should be a 6-7 win team at worst right now at this point in time. If, you know, in a couple of these games, they would move their, you know, remove their head from their butt in a couple of plays. But again, Zach Taylor has got these guys playing. They've bought into what he's saying. You know, I'm not going to go to the ins and outs of, you know, of these games, because at this point, without some of the key players that we have, we're not playing. It's, to me, it's pointless to kind of go in and break down some of these games. It's just not, you know, I'm just going to kind of go with my feelings here on what I've seen so far. And again, I'm, you know, now's the time, like I said, enjoy what we're seeing right now. Hell, I know it's two wins in a row, but guys, I mean, you know, we were 2-14 last year. We got Joe Burrow. You know, here's the thing. Like I said, we're going to get better on the offensive line side. I can guarantee it. I promise you it's going to happen. Whether we address it in the draft or we go outside and get somebody in free agency, the Bengals are going to address it. They have to, and they will. But it comes down to moves also have to be made on the coaching side. And Nick and I have talked about it, you know, numerous times that, yeah, 4-10-1, you know, let's be honest, it's probably going to be 4-11-1 after the Baltimore game. But hell, the way this team's playing right now, you know, the Bengals have been known to go in there and ruin things for Baltimore. That could happen again this year. We could ruin things for Baltimore and knock them out of the playoffs. Granted, at that point in time, we had Andy Dalton at quarterback. But hey, we've got Brandon freaking Allen go and, you know, he's lighting it up for almost 400 yards, you know, a game. You know, again, we've got, there's things to look forward to moving forward into next year. You look at, I mean, you know, the defensive line has to be addressed. There's got to be, I saw something that was interior pass rush has to be addressed. Completely agree. The secondary, you got to think, some of these guys look at bringing back in the secondary. Carl Lawson's one guy that you have to bring back. He's shown that, you know, what he can do, he can play. You know, our linebackers are young. I mean, there's things to build upon, you know, from this team right now. Let's be honest, offensively, T. Higgins is a man amongst freaking boys. T. Higgins is an absolute beast and an utter steal that we got him in the second round. You know, when some people were clamoring for offensive line help, okay, they might be right, but here's the thing. T. Higgins has been an absolute stud and so much fun to watch. And today, let's see what he had. T. Higgins hauled in 6 passes. He was targeted 9 times for 99 yards and a touchdown. I mean, Alex Erickson, my boy, A.E., targeted 6 times, hauled in all 6 for 88 yards. Giovanni Bernard, 7 for 66. But, you know, running back-wise, you know, Samaje Perine, 13 rushes for 95 yards. He had 2 touchdowns. Giovanni Bernard, 16 for 65. Again, this offense, and Zach Taylor, got to give him some credit. He's done a good job in calling the plays here for the Bengals over the last couple weeks. You know, got to give him credit. You know, you look at what they did against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You knew Ryan Finley, let's be honest. I joke about Finley, but he ain't very good. Smart move by Zach Taylor to go out there and call the game he did with Ryan Finley at quarterback. With Brandon Allen, you can open it up a little more. You can throw the ball more because he can actually throw the football. You can run the football with Perine. I think they've done a great job with Perine, Williams, and Giovanni Bernard in the absence of Joe Mixon. Offensive-wise, like, you know, in terms of the wide receiving core, there's talent there. This team is going to be, like I said, and I think a lot of it is, you know, you see what we've had from last year and you go into this year. Like I said, the talent is there on this football team. It's there. You can see the talent is there. This team can win football games. Here's the thing. You know, this is a big victory for the Cincinnati Bengals, and this is why I would rather have them win. And like I said, I don't care. I don't want to freaking tank, you know, because I want this team to get better going into next year. You win games like this, this is helping the team learn to win. This is helping Zach Taylor, you know, grow as a coach. I guess is probably the best way to put it. That's helping him grow. That's helping this team grow. Moving forward into next year, that's what we have to see. That's what I want to see. And we're seeing that. And that's, okay, yeah, two wins in a row, you know, whoop-de-freaking-do. I look at that as a big two straight wins over the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that just won your division today. You beat them on Monday Night Football in the game that nobody gave you a shot in. I'll be the first one to admit, I didn't think they had a shot in hell that they were going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. And what did they do? They came out and played like a team. You know, that was the, in all seriousness, that's the most fun I've had watching a Bengals game. And I couldn't tell you how long. Probably, it might have been the Bengals-Broncos game on Monday Night Football when, you know, they beat the Broncos on Monday night. That was probably the most fun I've watched, you know, a Bengals team, you know, since that time. This is time to just enjoy this. Have fun. This is, you know, it's every single week in and week out, fans were bitching about this team and how bad they look. And you know what? They just give me two straight wins and coming off of the heels of one of the biggest victory in the history of Zach Taylor's head coaching career, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers. You follow it up with another victory on the road to get your first victory on the road as a, you know, as a head coach, and held the first victory on the road for this team in 2 years. I mean, enjoy it. This is what it's all about. And again, learning to win as a team and learning to win as a coach and closing these games out. Hell, had this happened earlier this season in some of these games, this team ain't 4-10-1. Plain and simple, this team ain't 4-10-1 if this team gets this done, you know, early on in the season. Learning how to win these games and closing it out at the end of games, that is only going to help you moving forward. I want to build that momentum into next year. I know we've said it, you know, in looking at, you know, from the Marvin era. Oh, you know, that's just always seeming, you know, oh, there's always next year. But here's the thing. I haven't felt hope like this. I don't recall feeling the same way that I do going into next year as I do, you know, in previous years. I haven't felt that. And here's the thing. Like I said, the talent's there offensively with T. Higgins, with Auden Tate. You know, you're going to have C.J. Uzomah back. And we saw early on, Uzomah was a big, you know, he was a target for, for Joe Burrow early on. You've got Tyler Boyd. You've got those guys. Drew Sample has stepped up and done a good job offensively in terms of, receiving as well. You're going to have Joe Mixon back. You've got Giovanni Bernard. You've got Samaje Perine. You've got that talent. Again, you have to address the offensive line. This team is going to address the offensive line in the offseason. They will. I guarantee it. You got to look at what we've seen so far. Again, the Lions played, you know, they've stepped up and played relatively well in doing, but again, you know, some of it's schematics. Okay, I get that. But again, with Joe Burrow, you have to protect that asset. We've said that since, you know, day one. You have to protect Joe Burrow, and they will. They're going to do that. We saw what happened in terms of, you know, Joe Burrow, you know, getting hurt and being knocked out for the season. We saw that. Here's the thing, though. This team is going to address that in the offseason. They're going to get offensive linemen in the draft. I guarantee it. I guarantee they will. They will get it done. I promise you that, because they've seen it. And here's the thing. Again, moves have to be made on the coaching staff as well. You know, you can't go 4-10-1 and go completely, you know, without changes. Somebody's got to take the phone. That's something that Nick and I have talked about. I see Nick's on here commenting. Nick and I have talked about that. You know, it seems like every day we talk about, you know, moves have to be made on the coaching side. Whether it's Zach Taylor giving up the play calling. I'm fine with that. However, I see a comment, it looks like, from Big Rich that, Zach's called two good games, and that's true. He's done a good job. In terms of this game, you look and the Bengals got the job done on the ground. They got the job done in the air. That's how you're going to win football games, especially in the AFC, in the AFC North. They did exactly what they had to do, and they got it done. It's about time. Again, that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see how this team would come out today against, the Texans after, a huge emotional victory over the Steelers, your hated rival. They might not think of us as a rival because they've beaten us down and taken us behind the woodshed for a decade and a half. And since we can all remember, they've smacked us around like it was nothing. But again, the Bengals came out and knocked off the Steelers in a huge Monday night victory. That was awesome. It was about how they came out today, and damn it, they got it done. And that's what I wanted to see. And they closed it out when things got tough. Granted, Deshaun Watson made a couple plays. And a side note, I hope Deshaun Watson's okay. I've been there. You get your arm caught. That hurts. That is not a fun feeling. So hopefully Deshaun Watson is okay, because that wasn't pretty after getting his arm stuck in Sam Hubbard's helmet. But, again, enjoy the victory, folks. This was a lot of fun. This was something that, we had to see moving forward. Now we're going to see how they come out next week against the Baltimore Ravens. Again, we've got nothing to lose. We've had nothing to lose for a while, and they've played some, pretty good games, and, they've got it done. And if you look at, again, this team right now, like I said, is 4-10-1. This team ain't as bad as 4-10-1. Even with Brandon Allen at quarterback, this team ain't, they're not that bad. They're not as bad as 4-10-1 states with Joe Burrow. It's, you look at things the way that, with Joe Burrow, it looks like Joe Burrow did a lot to win some of these games. And I think that was a lot of it was on the play calling. He was forced to do way too much. But you look at what Zach Taylor's been able to do, over these last couple games, they're getting the job done, and they got it done 2 weeks in a row. Now the time is to come out. Hopefully our guys now who are hurt, hopefully they'll be able to come back. William Jackson was out. He left the game with a concussion. And I saw Nick says, except for Sims, he can't cover nobody. No kidding. Sims sucks. He gets torched every time he comes in. He's got to step up. God forbid William Jackson can't play. LaShawn Sims, you've got to step up, man. The notice is on you, my friend. You've got to come out and get the job done, step up and play, and that next man up. Again, folks, this was a fun, this was fun. Bengals 2 weeks in a row came out with victories. Enjoy it. Again, this was huge in the simple fact that they were able to come out and get the job done and close the game out when it needed to be done. And they did that. It's a win that's only going to help this team grow, and it's going to help Zach Taylor grow even further, because now, let's be honest, he probably saved his job with that victory over the Steelers last week. A lot of people have called for him to be fired. I'm one of them. I will be the first one. And damn it, I gave him credit last week, and I said, you know what? He got the job done last week, got his team ready to play in a game that nobody thought that they would win. Not a single person thought that they would win that game outside of that organization. And damn it, they did it, and that's on Zach Taylor, and good for you. And what did he do again? Got it done again today. And that's what it's all about. And that is only going to help this team moving forward, because here's the thing, folks. You have to grow as a team and get better and get things done when it matters. They did that today. That's what we want to see as we're moving forward. Plain and simple. That's all we want to see, and they did it today. And, you got to give credit where it's due. The Bengals got it done today, improving to 4-10-1. And thankfully, they got it done. And, I'm pumped because that's exactly what we wanted to see. And, You know, gotta give credit to that entire team. They've definitely bought into what Zach Taylor's been saying and what he's been preaching. So good on Zach for that. Good on this team for coming out and getting it done when needed. So again, big ups to the Bengals there for getting it done today. Just a game that, like I said, had to be won, and they got it done 37-31 over the Houston Texans, where they improved to 4-10-1, and the Texans fall to 4-11 on the season. So as always, thank you guys so much for checking us out here this week. I will be back next week as we will take a look at the Bengals taking on the Baltimore Ravens on the final game of the 2020 NFL season for the Bengals, as they will be done, obviously, as they are way out of the playoff contention and have been officially eliminated. So with that being the case, make sure you follow me on Twitter at @IamChrisAsbrock or at @ISCincy. Again, on Twitter, make sure you reach out, chat with me regarding, hell, anything, sports, you know, anything, combat sports, wrestling, hell, I don't care. Feel free to reach out. It would be great. Make sure you check out the website, impactsportscincinnati.wordpress.com. I'm in the process of trying to get a domain taken care of for that. That way you don't have to type in that long-ass address. But make sure you check it out, impactsportscincinnati.wordpress.com. And as always, for all your fitness needs, make sure you check out fnxfit.com. That is fnxfit.com. And use the promo code BDIESEL for 15% off your next purchase. And that is only good for non-subscription items, but make sure you check out fnxfit.com. Use the promo code BDIESEL for 15% off your next purchase. That is capital B and a capital D in that. And again, thank you guys so much for checking us out here. I will be back next week, and I plan on doing another podcast here in the next hopefully sometime this week. Obviously, it's been, you know, with the holidays, things are a little crazy. Take a look at the Reds and the hot stove season, as the Reds are appearing to be sellers now and looking to get rid of, hell, everybody on that team. I'm looking to discuss that. I'm hoping to get a guest or two on to also discuss the comings and goings, and some of the details about the off season in the major league. But that's enough for that. But again, thank you guys so much for checking me out here again this week. And thank you to everyone who was commenting on the live chat on YouTube. Truly appreciate that. Make sure you check me out next week. I truly appreciate it. Like I said, I love being able to talk to everybody. And maybe I'll try and do these more often, where we can kind of do a question and answer type thing. That'd be cool as well. So as always, thank you guys so much. Hope you had a fantastic Christmas, and I hope you have a great, safe week leading towards the new year at the end of this week, as we can safely exit 2020, this pure hell of a year, and look at hopefully a much, much, much better 2021. So, as always, thank you guys so much, and have yourselves a fantastic rest of your week, and I'll be back next week. Take care, everybody.